מסכנה וערך נוהגו העם נוס כשלישי ולא מיתו בידם חכמים. ובשני לא נכנס, אם אחמס אונס נשאר, מפריש אין סחוסם ונקר לגשע בפתחי למני שבועות לחבורה. And Brisa. Okay, we left off in the middle of the Brisa. We're dealing with the question of Shaptu, the Makar of Shaptu. But the Brisa then continues to other halachos that are a bit unclear in terms of their scope. So the Gemara takes them one by one. What is Sakana? What is Onas? And then the Gemara has a few blot in terms of the concept of Chilul Shabbos or Sechabura. So let's take the first of these three. My Sakana. What's the difference over here, in terms of the framework, between the Havamina and the Maskana? What's the difference in terms of the nature of the Gzera? Yeah, the Gzera, either of Tehareg or of Tiboel Lehigamon. So in light of your knowledge of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the categories that are there, what was the Havamina? What was the Gzera over here? And that would bring about a Sakana? And what's the Maskana? What's the Gzera to bring about a Sakana? In terms of the motivation of the Goyim, Tehareg, what's the motivation of the Goyim clearly? The Havir Odat. I mean, you know, so why would the Goyim make a Gzera, Shekol HaBesula HaNisais, the Revi, Teharei, if not the Havir Odat? They want to break the Koach of Chazal. Chazal made a Takana. They want to break the Koach of Chazal. So the Havamina was, Teharei, that we have over here, a Gzera, the Havir Odat. And the Gemara says, no, it's not a Gzera, the Havir Odat. What is it? Kibor Ligamon Tiga. It's purely what? What sort of a Gzera? Lanos Atzman. That's what you see later on. So then only if the Sar Tzav is sure that he's really going to get Hanah, then he'll go. If he's not certain whether it's going to be Tuesday or Wednesday, then he doesn't want to get involved. That's already Yotza Sar Behefseidah. Maybe he'll travel all the way to the Jewish city, to Borough Park, for no reason. Okay, so we're moving from Gzerah Shmad, that's the Havamin, we have over here Gzerah Shmad, to Gzerah of Hanah Satzman. So I think that everyone agrees to that, no? I mean, just, if you disagree, let me know, but I think that's shot in the Gemara. No, Rabotai, you saw the Gemara Sanhedrin. What, in order to the Gemara asks, let's go back to the Havamina. Havamina says, Dilema da Ami Yusul and Nisis Yamaravi Tehare, Yevizera Havir al Das, Nohagu, Ligamre Naakre. We have over here, Pikuach Nefesh, so Ligamre Naakre. Is this the reaction to Xera Lahavir al Das? Is that what you saw in the Gemara in Sanhedrin? What should be the reaction to Xera Lahavir al Das? Yehira Gal Yavar, Mesiras Nefesh. We should be Doreish to all the women. This is it. This is, they want to break us. We're not going to let them break us. Yehara. Right? They want to cut off our payas. We're not going to let them cut off our payas. Yehara. That should be the reaction. No? Okay, thanks. All right. So what kind of business is this? They operate. Nagu Leyakre. Is it Shana Gemara? Nothing beyond Shana Gemara. What? I mean, what do you see from our Gemara? What stages do Chazal take before they reach the level of Mesiras Nefesh? What does Rashi say Yibnei Akre means? Yeah?
In other words,
this
is not really being
on the other. Yeah, the Gzeira is the Havir Odat. That's certainly the Gzeira is the Havir Odat. The relation to the Goyim is the Havir Odat. But in terms of how we react to the Havir Odat, so the Chora, we have one of two reactions. But, and what the Gemara is asking, he said, Nohagu, Vulomichu Chacham, and that's not the reaction. Either the reaction should be that in words, when you have a Gzeira, the Havir Odat, the Chacham should get up and say something. Either they should say that we have another alternative, so why choose this alternative so soon? Or they should say Yehar via Yavor. However, if they take the alternative of Nohagu Bulomichu, that the Chacham should simply be ostriches and say, you know, let the Am work with that on their own, that's not the reaction. So over here, one reaction, not great, is mentioning more. The other reaction is Limasar Nefesh, not mentioning more, but the Iker is that Nohagu is not the proper reaction. I think that's being pointed out over here. one could say that when did Haman use one and when did he use the other? So it could be, do they have the possibility b'met of l'taken yom ha'macherim? Or it could be that Chachamim are looking into this. Is this really a havir al dat? Namely, that if we would have that the goyim were to say that we're going to, anyone who separates between chicken and milk is going to be killed. Anyone who waits 6 hours for chicken and milk is going to be killed. Maybe that's exera l'ha'avir al dat, where Chachamim would not look for another takana. But Mashenkin over here, since the whole takana was made for takana Sinos Yisrael, Shafsnut, etc., they were not dealing over here with an extension of a Doraisa, etc., dealing with takana Sazal in order to be able to strengthen the propriety of married life. And the proper status of the woman, and to keep morality, etc. That's where Chachamim look for other alternatives. Then I'm not sure. Binyamin, you see anyone talks about this? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So
hard to say. And he's also said, we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that even an Akitsa de Masnei. So I'm saying, even when there is no takana, the chalza. Why not? But the whole purpose of the goyim is to be okay with takana. So I don't understand what we solve by having the chachamim be okay.
Good people should be married according to the way the chachamim wants.
Yeah.
So now the chachamim are saying there's no requirement to get married, and there's no requirement to get married, and there's no
reason to get married. I understand that you know, which we move. I'm just saying that the chora, you know, when you have a situation of the takana, then the chazal have two options. One option is to move the takana, or remove the takana. The other is to stay on the takana. We find sometimes that Chazal chose one way, sometimes they chose the other way. I'm just pointing out that whether they chose one way or they chose the other way, that may depend. In other words, should look to see maybe they can move the takana and replace it with something else. Maybe yes. Or maybe over here we're not dealing with something which is directly Okir Hadas, and that's where they search for other takanas. But I agree. It's true. The mechanism certainly is what Rebbe Bar said. The question is, when do we find Chazal using approach A? When do we find them using approach B? When do we find Chazal standing on a drabana, and when do we find not standing on a drabana? It's okay. Okay, again, what we're doing is we're arguing on what isn't in the Gemara, not what is in the Gemara. So that's a little more difficult to convey what's not in the Gemara. But just pointing out that over here, this is not necessarily against the concept of Mesiras Nefesh in cases of La'av or Al-Dat. Rather, over here we have an alternative. Okay, then the Gemara moves over to the fact that we're not dealing over here with the takana of La'av or Al-Dat. We're dealing with a Hanoas Atzman. This is Hanoas Atzman, and it's not La'av or Al-Dat. The Chora, there should be no Pikuach Nefesh. So what the Chalav is the problem? Why is this called takana? So the answer that you have is, well, so we have a problem of pikuach nefesh. The Gemara says, so why then, allow for the nohag of amichu chachamim? Let's keep the takana in its place and use chinuch. So we use the concept of chinuch. Lidurishalu, the ones shari. So the Gemara answers that we have a problem of Prutzos and Kohanos, that the chinuch would increase Prutzos, perhaps, Chas v'Shalom, And then we have the Kohanos for whom chinuch would not be a solution. So we behold that we have a problem of the Kohanos Hatsnuos, for which chinuch would not be a problem. And for that we allow for the Nohagu Bulamichu. Then the Chachamim raise the issue of being okay or something even rather than allow for a Nohagu Bulamichu. So they give a rule, Takanta Drabonim Mekana Gzeira Lo Akrinon. Because we assume that the Xera, the Nas Akhon is temporary, the Kohen is permanent, that's not a solution. And then on Shlishi, we no longer have a problem of Sakana, because we no longer have a problem of Onus, that the Seka go up our Nashit. Yes?
Do you
need
to send people in the bus, not afterwards, the value of the bus? Why is it?
Fact.
So then that's
only because it's not the goyim, it's still Hanas Asman. But Mitzad Neshot Yisrael, it turns into a Sakana. So in that, the Gemara says, that Lechora, that's what's worried about the Nohagu V'lamichu. But isn't there another alternative of keeping the Sakana Yom Ravi and Midrash? And so Gemara says that would not solve all the problems. Mashay came, Nohagu V'lamichu, that solves all the problems. It solves the problem of the sakana. It even solves the problem of the onus that the moment that the higamon is not sure what they're going to get married. So then, in other words, it saves all the women. So the Gemara per se is pretty smooth as it goes. What the problem over here is the problem which is raised by Tosfos, and that is that the Gemara over here ignores the sugya in Sanhedrin. How can the Gemara say Midrash Lahu, the Ones Shari? We're talking about Bias Goy. Bias Goy Lachora is in the Parsha of Arayos. And the Parsha of Arayos is one of the three Averos of Yehoreg Bel Yavor. And so it shouldn't be Midrash Lahu, the Ones Shari. It should be that they met. It shouldn't be only the Tzimlos who are Moser Nefesh. Everyone should be Moser Nefesh. That's the Din of Yehoreg Bel Yavor. That's the Kasha that was by Bava Tosos. That's the basic Gash over here in the sugya. So you saw that there are basically two approaches. What is the approach of Rabbeinu Tam? Okay, read the Rabbeinu Tam inside.
Here's Rabbeinu Tam, the Yen Chayav Amit, I'll be lost mystery. I want to ask you the Zari, the mystery. The Zermat, the Sin Zermat Tam.
Not real bia, right? BS, the behemoth is not bia, it's not. What is it not? Right? There's no Yehoreg Bel Yavor. Right? There's no Yehoreg Bel Yavor on bias goy. It's not arayos, right? I use that phrase, it's not arayos. And once it's not arayos, what other nafkamina is there? Not only is there no din of Yehoreg Bel Yavor, what other din is there? There's also the din of. Mitoksha Osir Laval, Osir Laboel, and then there's a famous situation, Maisi Shehoya, in which Rabbeinu Tam was matir the woman to the new ger, because this ger, although he was the boel, he was never a halacha of asura lebaal, asura leboel. In other words, it's a very, very nice theory, and it answers all the questions. Our Gemara then fits in, and the Gemara of Esther for Hesia fits in. And we live happily ever after, that this woman could get married to her former lover, who is a former goy. The problem is, Ein Yira L'Ribam, where does Ribam attack? What is the Achilles heel of Rabbeinu Tam? Which of these halachos?
Our Gemara.
Our Gemara? From our Gemara. Our Gemara is a riot.
Then you're also to the bottom.
Then what it appears on the surface is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, he says that there's no Yehoreg Bel Yavor, there's no Osir Lebaal, and therefore there's no Osir Leboel. And so of these three halachos, namely that the Yehoreg Bel Yavor, Osir Lebaal, and Osir Leboel, the problem over here is the Osir Lebaal. So where do we see Osir Lebaal? From firstly, Nargamar, Ika Prutzos. Our Gemara says black and white. He got frutzos that would create an Iser the Val. And then we also have the Gemara later on about Kavav, about the Shvuya. Also, it's Mashmah of Iser the Val. And then we have Esther in terms of the Agadatav, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. And after we have the two Gemaras of Halacha, then we bring in the Agadata. And so once we have Asura the Baal, then Lachar we also have Asura the Boel. So the Rigvam felt that Rabbi Natan Paskin improperly. And once we have Asura the Baal, Asura the Boel, for what else do we have? Yehari Ve'yav. But he starts in from the Iser the Baal. That's the weakest point within Rabbi Natan. And then he went to Shad in our Gemara. Before we see the alternative Shad in our Gemara, what do we do with Rabbeinu Tam? What do we do with Rabbeinu Tam? I mean, Rabbeinu Tam didn't know our Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam didn't know the Gemara of Kavav. Rabbeinu Tam didn't know the Agadata of every kid knows the Agadata of Kasher Avadati of Avadati.
What's the Rash?
Ah, okay. So let's start off with before we get to Tosas Arash, the Meiri, he really understands that Rabbeinu Tam is knocked out. Totally. That this is a tiyufta Rabbeinu Tam tiyufta. The Meiri ala Tarol has a small keta, so he brings in. Rabbeinu Tam, and then he says that Ira lehem Maisa v'yamim hakadumim Maisa v'eishes Yisrael. Etc. And they were matir, etc. However, the sugya zu soteret divrehem behedya. Now, you can't learn like a menotam. V'af chaverim shebeinehem. Even within Chachmei Tzarfat, you had those who had shivu mishmua ta'isha shenefta shaviyat. In other words, who has to capture from our sugi and the sugi later on, etc. In other words, that there's nothing to be do with Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam is totally wiped out. That's one approach. Okay, that's the Meiri's approach, that Rabbeinu Tam has no answer. However, Reuven points out that Lechora, we find Rishonim, who say that Rabbeinu Tam agrees, Asura Leba'al. Rabbeinu Tam agrees that Asura Leba'al. The question is, on what level does Rabbeinu Tam agree, Asura Leba'al? We find him in Tosfos HaRash. We find it in the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Tam agrees, and then they call the wind out of the sails of the Riva. What would be the easiest way to learn that Rabbeinu Tam agrees Asura Leba'al? And Becholzot, it's not Yehara Yal Yavor, and Becholzot, there would be no Isur Leba'al. Midrabban. Midrabban. I didn't find it in the Rishonim, but in the Achronim, Bnei Yoshua points out that we have over here an Isur Drabban. Why should we have an Isur Drabban of Asura Leba'al Chayim? I mean, Rabbeinu Tam made up an Isur Drabbanan. We find anywhere in the Gemara that perhaps if a woman is nivellah to a goy, she should be also to a husband in Drabbanan. Well, where does it come from? I mean, what sugi would it come from? Sugya, I mean, we haven't learned the sugya, but probably when I mention it, mostly know it. There's a sugya of Overes al Das. There's Das Moshe, Das Yehudis. I know where it's that if a woman behaves in a non-sinistic manner, it's usually dealt with if a woman doesn't want to cover her hair. A woman doesn't want to cover her hair, so is her husband, is she permitted to her husband? Right? And we said that the husband is not good. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. A couple got married, and they weren't through, and then the husband became a Baal tshuva, and his wife stayed where she was holding. And the question is, you know, is this a problem? The time of the Gemara, this was Overes al Das. Overes al Das Moshe, Overes al Das Yehudis. It was a lack of tzius. It was you have a lack of tzius, the Pharisee of tzius, dealing with a woman who wears not tzniusic dresses, etc. It's a sugi later on in tshuvas. So the chorus, the nivela to a goy, is something that if we consider a lack of a hair covering, perhaps Overes al Das Moshe or Davar so Yehudis Kavachomer, someone who's nivela to a goy, so Bora, there would be over an Isur Drabbanan. But that Isur Drabbanan would have nothing to do with Yehar Gal Yavor. The Isur Drabbanan would have nothing to do with Asura Leboel. In other words, Midoraisa, she's Muteres Leba'ala. Midoraisa, there's no Arayas over here. All we have is an Isur Drabbanan. And that would solve the Gemara. Mishum Prutza, she should be Aser as a Prutza to her husband. The Hu Hagin by the Nechtesha, Hu Hagin by Esther. And, you know, one could deal with it on that level. Yitachay, I say this is an old Yisur Rabbanan that precedes either Mordechai or Esther Yisachayim. However, if they show others another option, which is what the Tosas Harash and the Ritva mean, no, maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam, he agrees that she's Asura Labala Midoraisa. She's Asura Labala Midoraisa. The Shokav is Ish Osa. When you have a situation of a married woman who is Nizana, she's Asura to her husband. She's Asura to her husband. The Shokav Ish Osa, not the Hema. Right? The Hema, she wouldn't be offered to us. But here he's an Ish. He may be similar. But the bottom line is a person. Shokav Ish Osa. She's offered to Araisa. If she's offered to her husband, then we have two questions. Shouldn't she also be offered to the Boel? Don't we have over here this principle of Asura la Ba'ala, Asura la Boala? So here, Rabbi the Rush gives the answer. Yes?
That's only where, as a Kabbalist, Bia, she's becoming Usher to this Boel. Mm-hmm. But here she was already Usher to the Goy beforehand.
Right, it's a kind that she's often a technicality. But since she was offered to the Goy beforehand, she was also to the Goy beforehand, so therefore you don't have this din of Isur Labala Isur Labala. In other words, even though we have an Isur Dor, right, so we don't have Isur Labala Isur Labala. That's what we find in the Rush. However, what about Yehurag Bal Yavor? Once she's Isur Labala Midoraisa, shouldn't this be Yehurag Bal Yavor? No, so we already learned the Sugya that kind of base in an Aleph. What is Yehurag Bal Yavor? Every time a woman is offered to a husband, is Yehurag Bal Yavor? Yehurag Yavor is what? Avodah Zarah and Retzach and Arayos. And so what could you say? We have over here an Iser Labal Midoraisa, but it's not Arayos. Where do you find such a thing? We have an Iser Labal Midoraisa, not Arayos? Nida. Excellent. We already saw it. We have a category, Yitachen, that you can have an Iser, which is not an Arayos. Then we maybe the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam doesn't have to be a difference that according to Rabbeinu Tam, this woman is muteret to her husband, and therefore she's muteret to the Boel, and therefore she's now Yav Yavor. While the Rebbe says, no, she's Asura Labala, Asura Labala, Yehor Yavor. Doesn't have to be Mashu Kotzvi, something which is a polar distinction. It's a thing that they both agree that there's an Isur Doraisa to the husband. And therefore, according to Rebbe, once there's an Isur Doraisa to the husband, there's also Isur Laboel. And once you have an Isur Labala, Isur Laboel, also Yav Yavor. But Rebbe will say, no, she's Asura Labala Midoraisa. In terms of the Boel, she's often a technicality because she was also to him beforehand, as the Rush points out. And in terms of the Yehurag Bal Yavor, this is not Gilui Arayos. This is not Gilui Arayos. Just as we find that the Bias Behema is not Gilui Arayos, so this is not Gilui Arayos. Not every Isur Bia turns it into Gilui Arayos. And therefore, Rabbi Natan can still hold of his Perush, even within the kashas of the Rivam. However, the Rivam holds by his kashas. And then he has to reinterpret our sugya. So how does he reinterpret our sugya? What's the Ludra Shalahu Da'on Ashari? Yeah? Go back to Rebbe Tam.
So we should just,
they said that the Rebbe Tam is what they involved, but what about the
Pesos? They said, no,
it's
certainly
an essay. He didn't say that he liked it. Right. No, it's a Rush.
It's
Rebbe Tam, right? And
Rizva
in Rebbe Tam.
No, but
Mutar Labal? If it's Mutar Labal, that's the Meiri. We saw in the Meiri that.
Yeah,
he's
still
offset.
So she is offset,
but
she's still
not offset. Everyone agrees that what she did was offset. No one says it's Mutar for her to be developed to a Goy. That everyone agrees that it's offset for her to be Nival to a Goy. There's no question. Same, I mean, even Rabbi Natan, who says it like a Behema, no one says the woman's lesbian has to be Behema. Rather, that it's also for her to do a dumb the act. The question is whether there is an Easter of the Baal, an Easter of the Baal, and whether it's Yehuri Bal Yavor. And on how many of these points is there a machokin between the Rivam and Rabbi Natan? According to the Meiri, on all three points is the machokin Rivam and Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan holds Mutar the Baal, Mutar the Boel, and it's not Yehuri Bal Yavor. With the Rivam hold, it's Osir Labaal, Osir Labaal, and it is Yehurag Bal Yavor. They both agree it's Osir, the Bi'ila is Asur, the Bi'ila with the Goy is Asur. But there's a three-way machlokas. Right? Masha'in Kain, according to the other approach, no, that they only disagree on two points, whether we have Yehurag Bal Yavor and whether we have Isur Labaal. But they both agree on the Isur Labaal. Then we have a question, do they agree only on the bottom line? Or do they, but one's Daraisa, one's Rabbanan, or do they even have a machlokes on that, whether it's Daraisa or Rabbanan?
Isn't
right? Arayos is simply a shorthand for Gilui Arayos. It's not a shorthand. When we say Nida is not Arayos, it means that Nida is not Gilui Arayos. There's no distinction. Yeah, all this, Elosh Gala Gala Sev. So always, doesn't have Ervo without Losik Revu. With Galot Ervo, it's always speaking Gilui Ervo. So then, the language is not used in the psukim. The question is whether the isurim come under the general category. So Rabbeinu Tam would agree with you that since the language is not used, therefore it doesn't have the status of Gilui Arayos. While the Rivan says even the language is not used, it does have the status of Gilui Arayos, and it brings Arayos in the psukim. So how does Rabbeinu Tam, how does the Rivan learn our sugya? What's the Lidrosh Lehu? Karka Olam. Lidrosh Lehu got the Karka Olam is that there. What about Rabbeinu Tam's Raya? That by Esther it doesn't say Ha Esther Arayos Have, it only says Ha Esther for Hesia Have. So here we have a strange Havamina of the Rivan. That we would think that when we're dealing with Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shtiklus Damim, there Karka Olam would be a heter. Masha'en came, if we're dealing with the world of Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, that on all Averos, when you have the Havir Aldash, or when you have Farhesia, but then we have a din of Mesiros Nefesh, we would think over there Gilui Arayos would not be a heter. Kamash Malan, that it is. I don't know, Apisvara, I would have said just the opposite. That when you have three cardinal sins, that there, who says that Karka Olam is a heter? In Gashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael, where we have, you need also the conditions that you need Farhesia, you need Lahavir Aldas. So maybe you also need that you do a Maisa. In other words, it appears over here to me going in the opposite direction. When you have Gilui Arayos, Shtiklus Damim, and Avodah Zarah, we're totally irrelevant whether it's Farhesia or Tzina. Totally irrelevant whether it's Lahavir Aldas or Anas Asma. All that is irrelevant, right? So there to say that Karak Olam is Mutter, that's a Kiddush. But to say that Karak Olam is a Kiddush in Chilul Hashem, why should it be a Kiddush? We have conditions. You have a condition of Farhesi, you have a condition of Lavir Adas, maybe even the condition that there be a Kumvaseh. Why in the world would we have over here that Karak Olam would work by the Gimel Averos, but Karak Olam wouldn't work by the world of Chilul Hashem? Why should Chilul Hashem be more Chamor than Gimel Averos? That's the Havamina, according to the Rivan, that's the Havamina of the Gemara. The Hadlo Parapasa. The Arayos have the Pshitale, the Ikulishni of Karakolam. He borrowed the Karakolam as a head in the world of Gilui Arayos. Vein al Lizar Atzma. Avlin Chilul Hashem, Oyanir Elosh Yoel Tam Karakolam. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, that even though we have over here also a Mimad of Chiddush Hashem, even though that the Chos of Karakolam Hayasa, even that Karakolam works, and it even overrides Chilul Hashem. It appears to be a backwards Havamina. The bottom line is, yeah, that's the Gemara S. That maybe we would think that the Esther Farhesi Hayah Karak Olam wouldn't help. Kamash Malan, Karak Olam will even help in terms of Chilul Hashem. But it appears to be upside down. That Lechora, Gimel Averos is much more Chomor than the world of Mikdash Tibasof and Israel. Yeah?
But maybe you say that when it comes to the Arkansas, instead,
very, very good. Okay, we'll come to that. Yes? It's a matir. Karak Olam is matir. There's no Yehor Gal Yavor. That's what's learned out the Gemara. That's the Gemara thought maybe not. Maybe if a person is told to wear, you know, I'll either wear shatnez, I'll put the shatnez on you, or I'll kill you. So maybe a person should even resist
is having the shanis put on him, because we think the karka olam is not a heter. Kamashmal and karka olam is also a heter by in the world of kiddush Hashem. Yes. No, but my pitam is not a royal. If already you're going to go in a certain direction, go in Sulis' direction. We'll come back to what Sulis said in a minute. Let's get into the proper context. To answer this question, I'd like to go to the Rambam, and we'll come back to what Sulis mentioned. Back in the Parakei Yochas HaSadi HaTorah, there's a very, very basic machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramah, with Moshe Cohen. In the Frankel Rambams, it's printed, and the other Rambams, it's brought in the Kesef Mishnah. In Halacha Dalet, in the middle of Halacha Dalet, you have Kol Misha Ne'er Marbo, Perakei Halacha Dalet, Yehoreg Ba'al Ya'avor. And he chickened out. The Avar Ba'al Ne'erag. So the bottom line is, Harezim Ha'olas Hashem. Beim Zabasar in Yisrael, Harezim Chilulas Hashem Barabim. However, even though this fellow is a real lowlife, there's no onesh. That the person was over all sorts of levels of averos, but without an onesh. Why? She'ein malkin umemisin ela la'over viritzono ube'edim ubahasra'a, etc. Masha'en Kain on Ones, we have no Onesh. That's the way the Ramah learns. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ramah, who disagrees, and says the moment that we have over here is then of Yehori Gvel Yavor. So then, if the person is over, the Lonerag is Nenosh. That's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramah. The question is, what over here is the Machlokas? So I'm aware, it's this one. I'm aware of three. I should oil it. I'm aware of three ways of explaining the Rambam, and the third way will help us in our sugya. So I'll just give you the background. One way, one machlokas is a machlokas based on a hakira that we already have learned. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother the rest of the world. I grew up next to a subway. What would be the easiest way of learning this, most local way of learning this? What would be the machlokas? And again, the machlokas we already learned. A hakira we already had. In terms, yes, Binyamin? Excellent. How do we view onesh? We saw the hakira very clear. What are the two ways of viewing onesh? Either onesh is that's right. The easiest way of learning, either ones is a tour of onshin, you did the maisa, but you're part from onshin, or it's hafka of the maisa altogether. So how would you link that in? According to the Rambam, it's hafka of the maisa. It's as though the person didn't do it. So in a chinami, for not doing the maisa, that's chilul Hashem. That's a bitul of kiddush Hashem. You can't get punished for something you didn't do. So that would be the Rambam, that the moment that you're honest, you didn't do it. If you didn't do it, there's nothing but about punishment. Masha'en Kain, according to the Ramah, what is the din of Lanaros Hasas Dabar? That's the din of a Ptur of Onshin. The Maisa you did, but you're Potter from Onshin. But when are you Potter from Onshin? You're Potter from Onshin when we have a Parasha of Ones. For the moment you have Yehari Gal Yavar, the whole din of Ones is overridden. The moment the whole din of Ones is overridden, so you're now Chayav, the Onshin. Namely, that we have over here a Parasha that overrides the Ptur of Onshin. But if it's the lack of a maisa, you can't have a parasha that overrides the lack of a maisa. The bottom line is he didn't do it. That would be the easiest way of learning. I don't recall if Rav Elchanan gave this as an example within his hakira, but that was the hakira we had on Ganar Avos HaSedavar, that Rashi brings it in our studio, kind of Rashi understood like the Rambam, that we have over here. If you are a kayim, a tnai ba'ones, it's not considered to be kiyum ha-tnai. Nothing to do with the world of omshim. Okay, that's one approach. There's another approach that I saw. I had a Talmud many years ago, named Benjamin Charney. I don't know where he is, a rabbi now somewhere, I think, in New York. He was very active with Agunas. So anyway, when he was in the Super Kollel in New York, he wrote like a 2-page article for the Beis Yosef Shaul on the topic of Kiddush Hashem, and he gave a very basic hakira in terms of how do we understand the nature of Yehoram v'Yavor by Gilui Arayos Shlichus Damim and Avodah Zarah. He said, like, where do we really start off? We learned in the Siddur Sharm this morning that Midas Hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we only had a world that based on Midas Hadin, then whatever Avera we did, we basically should be Chayav Nisa. There's Melech Malchei Hamalachim, and he gives us 613 mitzvos, and someone goes against one of his mitzvos, he's a Mori B'Malchus, Mori B'Malchus, Dina B'Nisa. That's Midas Hadin. Might not mean away your Mori. If you have a real concept of Malchus, so that should bring about Nisa. So really, there should be a Harag B'Al Yavor on every mitzvah and every Avera. Everything should be a Harag B'Al Yavor. But what? But we have a Gzeres HaKosuf V'Chai Bahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tosses in Midas HaRachamim V'Chai Bahem, which negates the din of Nisa by Tillin and by Chametz and Pesach and by Hillel Shabbos and by this and by this and by this. 610 exceptions to the rule. 3 are left on the rule. That's one way of understanding Yehoram v'Yavor. I mean, Yehoram v'Yavor is the basis. That's the basis. That basically in everything it should be Yehoram v'Yavor, but we have 610 exceptions to the rule of Yehoram v'Yavor, and we're left with 3 that still remain basic. What's the other alternative of understanding Yehoram v'Yavor?
That the rule is that you don't have to die, and the exceptions are.
It's Hayamila Mahazikin, it's called Rachel Darche Noah. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this wonderful, wonderful world called Gan Eden, where he insists that the eager principle of the world is V'chai Bahem. He wants us to live, he wants everything, he wants us to be good and happy, etc. And since he wants us to live, so if we're offered an alternative between Chilul Shabbos and death, we choose Chilul Shabbos, that's V'chai Bahem. And there are 3 exceptions. There are only 3 cases where Kadosh Baruch Hu was Machiyah V'chai Bahem. One is Gilui Arayos, one is Shlichus Damim, and one is Avodah Zarah. That's it. In other words, where are we starting off from? Are we starting off that really, Me'ikar Hadin, we should have Yehoram v'Yavor all together, and V'chai Bahem is the exception? Or are we starting off, no, V'chai Bahem is the rule, and we have 3 Averos that are the exception. And based on this Fakira, he wanted to explain the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramach. No, you continue. Who holds what? Yeah. Exceptions. Yes. Correct. Who would learn in which direction? Yes? In other words, the question over here, this is moving over somewhat to what Strulowitz wanted to say, is that when we have these 3 exceptions, when we have this din of Yehoram v'Yavor, we have a din of Yehoram v'Yavor, do we say that we're basically Yehoram v'Yavor is din, and do we say that the Harei Vayavor is the basis, is din, or we're starting off at that point? Or do we say, no, the basis is l'chay lehem, but we have over here, for some reason, an exception. So if we're dealing where this is din, so then if Yavor v'aliyei harek, so borer that he's punished. In other words, this is the din is the harek the Yavor. So basically he's punished. Pasha enkin. Basically we have a din of v'chay b'hem. But over here the v'chay b'hem is overruled. So v'chay b'hem may be overruled, but that doesn't take away from the basic from the basic nature that we should have basically a v'chay b'hem. That would remove the onesh. It fits in better. There's I guess I'll say the other way. There's another machlokas between the Rambam, not in and the Rambam and the Tur. What if we have a situation of Yavor v'yehoreg? Kill Shabbos. A goy tells something the Machal Shabbos or I'll kill you. So halacha should be Yavor v'yehoreg. What if a person and that decides to be machmer on himself and decides to be nerak? So the Rambam says Nishayev v'nashav. The Torah says, that a person has the right to be machmer on himself. So what the Yemen wanted to say is this is the other side of the coin. Namely that if you hold that the Iker Din is V'chai Bahem, and you decide to die, that you're Mishayet V'nasha. But if the Iker Din is that basically Yehereg V'al Yavor, the basic, you know, everything should be Yehereg V'al Yavor, but we have a heter of the V'chai Bahem, I can decide to be Machmer, not that take advantage of the heter. Namely so you could learn the Rambam, and it's Machokas with the Ramah, on the level of the Onas. Is Onas a Hafka of a Maisa, or is Onas simply a Tur from Onshin? That's the easy one. Or Yekorun is a basic Machokas in terms of the nature of Yehereg V'al Yavor. How does Yehereg V'al Yavor relate to V'chai Bahem? What is the rule, and what is the exception? And then, the Rambam would be L'shitato, that the moment that when you have Yavor V'al Yehoreg and you are Neherak, that is Mishayev V'nashav, because basically you're starting off with V'chai Bahem. When you have Yehoreg V'al Yavor and you are Ofer, then, even though you were Makia, the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, basically, you kept to the V'chai Bahem. You went back to the basics, and so you're not ne'enash. Masha'en came, the Tur would agree with the Ramach, that when you have Yehoreg V'al Yavor, and you are over, you're Chayav and Onesh, because basically, there should be Yehoreg V'al Yavor, that's the Yisod, and when you have a case of Yavor V'al Yehoreg, you have the right to be Machmir, and to the Nehera, because that's the basis of all of halacha, the basis of all of halacha is basically Yehoreg V'al Yavor. That was his approach. Very, very radical approach, but that was his approach. And then you understand that there should be another nafkamina between these two approaches in terms of suffix Yehoreg V'al Yavor. I'd say neither. We have machlokas rishonim. Is this Yehoreg V'al Yavor or not? So what does the person do? He's mesupa. So which way, or so when we say something the rights of the chumra, what's the chumra? Is the chumra v'chai v'hem, or is the chumra to be yehoreg? So it depends what the basis is, where you're starting from, as to what would be the chumra. In any case, that's his approach. It's very radical, and I'm just bringing it in order to bring in the third approach. Yes? I'm sorry, I don't hear you. Yes. No, she's glad. I can hear myself. I can hear you. No, it's still on. Mishayev v'nashav means he's over an avera. But he committed suicide. He's It is because he's over on V'chai Bahem. He went. The Torah was Mitzvah V'chai Bahem, and he went against the Torah. Yeah. Okay. The third approach is an approach which I heard in the name of the Rav, which doesn't go as far as Binyamin Charnik. I don't know whether, well, I don't know what, Binyamin doesn't quote the Rav in his article. I don't know whether he heard anything or didn't. But makes, I think, a very, very logical distinction. The just before I begin the third approach, the Chora, the Chakira that Binyamin had, I think is the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin, on the Noach Mitzuv al Kiddush Hashem, so he asks, V'ha b'chai b'hem b'Yisrael tziv, v'afil Yisrael haya m'chuyev v'imtar atzma v'afil v'tzino ilo tziv b'chai b'hem, v'yesh lamar, the Dilma lo itzrich b'chai b'hem eloki yekit o'neg of shar mitzvot yirotzeyach v'nara murasa, v'afil v'tzino yehar yagayavar l'kloyama. Question over here, I think basically in Tosfos is where does v'chai b'hem fit in? Is v'chai b'hem the exception or is v'chai b'hem the rule? It's a bottom Tosfos and daf ayin dalam of this. He doesn't quote in the article, but I think that basically that's his hakira. The Rav wanted to offer a pshara. He wants to say as follows, that you can have a hakira within Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayas, and Shmikos Damin. How do we understand Yehurig Val Yavor in Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayas, and Shmikos Damin? Do we understand like Josh? What did Josh want to say? That we have over here three Averos Kamuros. We have a Maisa Avera Chamura. And these Maisa Averos Chamuros don't allow for any quarter. They don't allow for any exceptions to the rule. These Maisa Averos Chamuros, we have a din of Yehurei Gal Yavor. Do we understand that way? Or do we understand, no, that really, on the level of Maisa Avera, really all Averos allow for B'chai B'hem. B'chai B'hem is a very, very cardinal principle. Every Maisa Avera allows for V'chai V'hem. However, V'chai V'hem is overridden by a din of V'nikdashti V'soch B'nei Yisrael. That we have a concept of Chilul Hashem. And V'chai V'hem is overridden by Chilul Hashem. And in these cases of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos and Shmikos Damim, you always have a Chilul Hashem. You always have a Chilul Hashem, be it the Tzina, be it the Parhesia, be it Ma'avir Adas, be it Hanalas Asman. We always have a concept of Chilul Hashem. And the Chilul Hashem is that which generates the Yehareg Gal Yavor. And we is the Yehareg Gal Yavor again, I'll start again. Is the Yehareg Gal Yavor generated by the fact that you have over here a Maisa Avera Chamura? Is that what we're saying? And this Maisa Avera Chamura doesn't allow for a V'chai B'hem to enter into the picture. Or do we say no? All on the level of Kol HaTorah Kula, you have a Din of V'chai B'hem. There's no difference in the Maisa Avera, in terms of this is not a Maisa Avera Chamura. But we have on top of the Maisa Avera, we have a concept of Chilul Hashem, and Chilul Hashem is that which overrides the V'chai B'hem, and overrides it under all circumstances. Ma she'ein kein by Shara Averos, let's say by Chilul Shabbos, or by eating Trefos, they're Barur, according to the Rav, that we have basically a din of V'chai B'hem, and that's why if you were to be Machal Shabbos Betzina, if you were to eat Trefos because it gave a Goy Hanoah, that would not be a problem. However, when we have a Chilul Hashem, then the Chilul Hashem overrides the V'chai B'hem. But when we have a Chilul Hashem, only in the case of Farhesia, only in the case of the Havir Adas. And we buy Shara Averos by 610 mitzvos, borrow it to din of Chilul Hashem, or Kiddush Hashem. Masha'en came to the three Averos, you have a question, is this another manifestation of Kiddush Hashem, which is broader? That here the Chilul Hashem is even Bitsina, here the Chilul Hashem is even Anas Atzman, or do we say no? That here we have three Averos Kamuros. And if we learn, and that was the Rav Takira. And the Rav wanted to apply it to an area where I don't think it applies, but it'll help us very much in our study. The Rav wanted to apply it to the question of Ben Noah. We have a Gemara that says that Ben Avaya. Do we say that there's a din of Kiddush Hashem by Ben Noah? Boy, minei, mi Rabbi Ami, Ben Noah mitzuva kedushas Hashem, or ain mitzuva kedushas Hashem. Amoy Abaye, what's the question? Tashma, Shiva misas and Sabu Bnei Noah. The Emisa, there would also be din of Kiddush Hashem. Tamnei Havyan, we had eight. Amoy Rava, no, inu v'kol avazrayu. That we have over here seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noah, and the Kiddush Hashem would be included in the mitzvahs. So, my Havi Allah, Amar Avada Barava, Amar Ebe Rav. Siv Radover Hazay Yislach Hashem Ravdecha Bevo Adoni Beis Rimon Lishtachavos Shama Vehu Nishan Ayadi Lishtachavesi. I end out in the days on the bottom. Uksiv, in other words, said, Naaman turned to Elisha, and he said, I'm a Kabbalah myself, once he cured me from my saras, never to be Ovid Avodah Zarah again. Except I have one problem, once a year, I have to go to Beit Rimon with Sancheirev, and not with Sancheirev, with Melch Ashur, whoever Melch Ashur was, fine, whatever. Hazael. With Hazael, I have to go to Beit Rimon, and I want you to excuse me. So he said, Sa'achti kitva rechav, yamra bovech l'shalom. So the Chora, had there been a din of Kiddush Hashem, so that should be a problem of Kiddush Hashem. What's going on over here? Kiddush Hashem. V'nikdashti v'tof b'nei Yisrael. I mean, why in the world would you have a havamina that a goy would be chayav in Kiddush Hashem? It's a Jewish mitzvah. It's ours. It's our relation to a Kaddish Baruch. Why should that apply at all to goy? So what the Rav wanted to say was perhaps Baruch that the Gemara never thought that a goy would have a din of Yehareg Al Yavor on Eber Menachai. That a goy would have a din of Yehareg Al Yavor on Gezel. The Gemara never had such a havamina. But the goy is out of the seven mitzvahs. And in Noach, we have a Avodah Zarah. And we have Gilui Arayos, and we have Shvilas Zomim. These are three out of the seven. Maybe on these Averos is a din of Kiddush Hashem. What does that mean, a din of Kiddush Hashem? Maybe we have over here an Amaisa Avera Chamura. Amaisa Avera Chamura, which simply does not v'chaiva him. If the Yehorg Val Yavor in Gilui Arayos, Shvilas Zomim, Avodah Zarah stem from the Chilul Hashem, which is on top of the v'chaiva him, that wouldn't apply to a goy. But if we're dealing with Gimel Averos Chamuras, that simply in their basis, these are such that don't allow for a v'chai v'hem, maybe that would apply to a boy as well. That's what the Gemara was asking. The Gemara never had a havamina that there would be Yehreg Yavor and the other mitzvos of a boy. That's why the Gemara brought a raya from Avodah Zarah. After we did Avodah Zarah, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya, because this is an Avera Hamura. And that's the machlokas over here between Rav Ada and Rava. Do we say that the Gimel Averos Chamuros are Chamuros, and then maybe they would apply to a goy? Or do we say no? The Gimel Averos is like all other Averos. There's basically a din of Vachaybahem. But what? We have a din of Kiddush Hashem that overrides. That din of Kiddush Hashem, that's by a Jew. That din of Kiddush Hashem would not be by a goy. I don't think that's chat in the Gemara. In other words, the Rav brought it to an Efshah. The reason I don't think it's chat is because the Gemara then answers, Havitzina Havasarhesia. That over there by Avodah Zarah, that was Sina, and the only din of Kiddush Hashem would be Farhesia. Sina and Farhesia are not terminology that are meaningful in the world of Avodah Zarah as part of the three Averos. Sina and Farhesia are part of the general world of Kiddush Hashem. So, Tanaret the Gemara had a different, it's a difficult Gemara, the Gemara had a different problem, and the problem could be very, very much maybe what Cherny wanted to say, that how do we view Bichlal? Mitzvot and Averos and V'chaibahem, and that's where Tosfos comes in terms of V'chaibahem. But it actually, what the Rav said does have relevance to our Gemara, does have relevance to our Rivon, and does have relevance also perhaps in the Holos between the Rambam and Rav Moshe Cohen. Let's take our Gemara, our Rivon. What does Rivon say? That by the din of Gimel Averos, certainly there's a din of Karka Olam. Maybe. The question is, do we also have a din of Karka Olam by the general world of Chilul Hashem? So this is exactly what Josh wanted to say. Do we say that by the three Averos, there are Averos Chamuros? There are Averos Chamuros, and you have a Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera is Chamura, but if there's no Maisa Avera, then maybe Karka Olam, maybe then there's no din of Yehareg V'al Yavor. And then it wouldn't apply to Shar Mitzvah. So do we say no? Where does the Yehareg Val Yavor come in? The Yehareg Val Yavor comes in from the world of Kiddush Hashem. In the words, and in the world of Kiddush Hashem, there we have a heter of Karka Olam. So if the Karka Olam applies to Gili Arayish Kutzaman Avodah Zarah, it would also apply to other Averis because it's coming in from the world of Kiddush Hashem. On the level of Kiddush Hashem, over there, we wouldn't distinguish between one and the other. That over here could be the havamin and the maskana. Namely, that if we only had a din of shape of karka olam by the gimel averos, So by the Gimel Averos, you say maybe that's a din which is unique to Gimel Averos. There we have a Maisa Avera Chamura. But in terms of Chilul Shabbos, that's not a Maisa Avera Chamura. Chilul Shabbos is a din of Kiddush Hashem. Maybe where there's no heter of a Karka Olam. Kamash Malan, that even within the world of Kiddush Hashem, even in the world of Chilul Hashem, just like we have a heter of Tzina, just like we have a heter of Anas Atzma, we also have a heter of Karka Olam. That would be the Ribbon. And then it would fit very nicely as to explain the Ribbon. So even though I don't think the Rav fits into the case of the Ben Noah, but it does help us very much with the Ribbon. And then moving back to Perakei Halacha Dalet, we would have a third option between the Rambam and the Ramah. And the Rambam says that whenever you have a Hari V'al Yavor, the Ogre, the Lonerag, you're Pater from Ocean. The Ramah says whenever you have a Hari V'al Yavor, and you are over and not Neherag, you're Chayav Ba'omshim. We could very well have an in-between Shita. That in the Gimel Averos, there you would be Chayav Ba'omshim, and in the Shar Mitzvos, there you'd be Patur from Onshin. And in the Gimel Averos, that would be that we have a Maisa Avera Chamura. Maisa Avera Chamura does not allow for of a Chayav Ba'om. So therefore, if you're over below Neherag, you're punished. If we learn that Shara Averos is a din of Kiddush Hashem, you start off with L'chai Bohem. L'chai Bohem is overridden by Kilul Hashem. Here, you're Mechal Hashem, there's no question. But once you're Mechal Hashem, the bottom line is L'chai Bohem. So then, the bottom line is that you're Onos Rachmana Patre, and there is no Onesh. So we can, in other words, so what the Rav would allow for is sort of an in-between Shita between the Rambam and the Ramah. That in the case of the Yerigal Yavor, there could be a difference between these two levels. But it does help us very much in the Ribbon. Okay, so let's just summarize what we've said. That we pointed out. Well, we started off with the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Ribbon. So we saw that their Machlokes revolves around the Isra of Boel. Do we have an Isra Lavoel Doraisa or Drabanan? And is this Isra Lavoel, does it generate, do we have an Isra Lavoel Doraisa or Drabanan? Does this generate an Isra Lavoel, and does it generate Yehari V'al Yavor? So the Rivam holds that we have an Isra Lavoel Doraisa, Prutas, right? We see an Isra Lavoel Doraisa. This generates an Isra Lavoel, and it generates a Yehari V'al Yavor. According to Rabbeinu Tam, either there's no Isra Lavoel, that's the Meiri, or did the Isra Lavoel be Drabanan, that would not generate an Isra Lavoel and would not generate a Yerga Yavor, or maybe there's an Isra Lavoel Midoraisa, but the whole that it doesn't generate Isra Lavoel on a technicality, because the Boel in this case is also in any case, and it doesn't generate Yerga Yavor, because not every Isra via Doraisa, not every Isra Lavoel Doraisa generates a generates a Yehari V'al Yavor, and we saw that from Nida. That Nida may or may not be Arayas, but on the side that Nida is not Arayas, you see that you have an Iser Doraisa, which doesn't generate Yehari V'al Yavor. That's A. B, in terms of how the Rivan learned the Sugya, he learned the Sugya working around Karka Olam, and he said that Karka Olam certainly is a heter by Gimel Averos. It's a chiddush that it's a heter by Shar Averos. That appeared to be somewhat upside down. Lechora Gimel Averos is more chomer than Shar Averos, not less chomer. So he pointed out that we have a Machlokes Rambam and Ramach. This Machlokes, in terms of Yehari V'al Yavor and Over V'al Lo Neherag, are you punished or not, could be a Machlokes in the nature of Onsim. Could be a very, very broad Machlokes in terms of Bichlal. How do we weigh V'chai Bahem as a Tosi Yehari V'al Yavor? What's the basis and what is the exception? And then that would relate also to the case of, we have a case of Yavor V'Yehari V'Neherag. Are you Mishai V'Nafsho or are you considered to be a Kadosh, a martyr? It would be the other side of the coin. Or, in other words, the third way of learning is the Rav's way, which would be somewhat of a Pshara, which would distinguish between the Gimel Averos and Shar Averos. Shar Averos borrow that you have a Yesod of V'chai Bahem, and Kilul Hashem overrides it. In Gimel Averos, that's our question. Do we compare it to Shar Averos? You have a basis of V'chai Bahem. We have a broader Kilul Hashem that overrides it, even B'tzina, even in cases of Banos Asno. Or do we say, no, the Gimel Averos is a world in itself, a Chumras HaAvera. Chumras HaAvera would, on one hand, the chumrah, namely that there would be no heter of ones. On the other hand, sumas avera would be a kula, as Josh pointed out. So we have a maisa avera. We do the maisa. When you don't do the maisa, when you're shevi al tasa, then there's no chumrah avera. So it could be that we would have a din of karka olam dafka by the gimel averos, not elsewhere. Or we could say, no, that even by the gimel averos, it comes under the world of kiddush Hashem and chilul Hashem, and just as a broader concept, and karka olam is an exception. What din? It'll be exception also by shar averos. That would be over here the meaning of the Rivam. That would be a different understanding then in the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramach. We would have that of Shara, which we don't find here. The Rambam and the Ramach don't distinguish between Gimel Averos and Shara Averos, but there would be room for such a Shita, and that may have relevance also to the concept of the Noah. What is clear though is that our Takira by the Gimel Averos is dafka according to the Rambam and the Ramach. That's where you would have such a chakira. However, which Rishon would not allow for such a chakira? Which Rishon that I sent you to, would not allow for a chakira that maybe Jimel Averos, and we have been doing the Maisa Avera Chamura? I sent you to a Baal HaMor, right? The Baal HaMor says that even the Jimel Averos is dafka when it's Lahanoas, dafka when it's Lahaviroldat. But the Jimel Averos, Lahanoas Atzman, it's like Shar Mitzvos. And he was like that from Esther. He assumed Esther was Gili Arayas, not like Rabbeinu Tam. He assumed not like Rabbeinu Tam. Esther is Gili Arayas. So why does the Gemara ask for Esther for Hesi Arayasa? Because Esther was the case of Lanos Atzman. Lanos Atzman, we wouldn't have a din of Gimel of Yehara Gil Yav or even by Gimel Averos. So Lanos Atzman, clearly, the moment you have such a p'tur, you see you're not dealing with the Maisa Avera Chamura. The Maisa Avera Chamura might not mean what is the motivation of the Ma'anis. Whether his motivation is the Havir Aldas, whether his motivation is Hanas Atzman. If we're dealing with the Maisa Avera Chamura, that should be a totally irrelevant factor. So Kanere, according to the Baal HaMor, we view the Shalosh Averos like all the Averos. You have a basic Yisod of Machaibahim. But we have a broadened Chilul Hashem. The Chilul Hashem over there applies not only the Tzina, but not only for Hesed, but also the Tzina. But that's it. That's the only difference between Shara Averos and Gimel Averos is it the Tzina or before Hesed? But everything else is the same. So we have a basis of the Chayvahem, and that's overridden by Farhesia in the case of Shara Averos. It's overridden even by Tzina in the case of Gimel Averos. And so according to the Baal HaMor, our Fakira doesn't get off the ground. Okay, I think that's what we wanted to impart to you. I just answered 1 second, so I just answered. Yeah, I'm sorry. And I disagree. I don't think that's your rule.
I think
the Gemara says that Naaman is Avodah Zarah was Bitsina, and I don't think that's, I don't know, I'm not aware that that's such a
central rule.
There's no heftier sinna, but not because there's no messias. Not a question of how it's usually done or how it's not usually done. If you're dealing with a maisa avera chamura, then it's irrelevant. Sinna and paresia are irrelevant. Just like hanas atzman and mahavir adas are irrelevant. The act itself, a person should rather die than to do such an act. Its life is not worth living in such a situation.
Somebody doing
The concept of lahachis and the concept of lepeyavon. Now we find we have a mumar lahachis and we have a mumar lepeyavon. That's by a Jew. And by a goy, you have lahavi olgas and you have lepeyavon. Those are two different categories. So you're saying that sometimes you get mixed in. So we go after the rove. We go after what is his main motivation. There's a main motivation and a secondary motivation. You're correct. Life is not black and white. Life is a rainbow. But even within a rainbow, you have primary colors, you have secondary colors. You have primary motivations and you have secondary motivations. Okay, that's what we have over here in the sugya. So we'll just finish off next time the small catch over here in terms of onis mamon, and then move into the ibois ema. My honest moving into the world of Avelos. So here, if you can learn the keys, like Gemara and Rashi. Down all the way to the bottom of Dafdal and Midbeis. Actually, we're in the next lot of Gemara, basically. Up to Hamamar, Benkachu Benkach. Up to two lines from the bottom. Just to get an overview of the Sugya of Avelos. And then, you know, go back and we'll try and take it step by step in terms of exactly what is the relationship, how do we understand the relationship between the Shivas Mei Mishta and the Shivas Yimei Avelos. The Avelos Haba'al, the Avelos Ha'isha, in terms of more marmakamos other than Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ritva, and the Kribinyam and the Shita, I'll try and give you before the end of the day today. But I haven't yet in my own mind worked out exactly in which order to deal with the matter, so I'll try and work it out this morning and give you something to work on. But in the meantime, learn a lot of Gemara. Thank you.